investigation into whether there are more attackers on the loose. In any event, we're waiting for that. And in the meantime, we're joined in the U.S. by Michael Weiss, author of a book on ISIS, and by General Hertling, CNN's military analyst and former commander in the field. Can we just pick up the conversation, Michael Weiss, with you regarding ISIS? And you had mentioned that you spoke to an ISIS defector who said that he had received French jihadis who had come to fight the cause and who had then been sent back here. And we're hearing, obviously, the worst nightmares of intelligence officials all over Europe is that this is the new face of war. These people who now come back with their own passports and don't have to be, you know, natives of Syria, Egypt, Saudi, wherever you want, and lie, steal, beg and borrow a visa to get here. How has this is obviously made it so much easier to commit these crimes.
Right. And there's two sort of tracks to this, Christian. You've all seen the videos of the foreign fighters coming into Raqqa and burning their passports of origin on camera. I asked the defector, I said, is this the norm? He said, no, that's just theater. When you come and you join ISIS, you deposit your passport to the ISIS HQ in Raqqa, and they keep it. So in other words, you know, it's not quite true that you are repudiating entirely your origins or nation of origin, because you're keeping that identity form in case they want to send you back as a sleeper. He said that Abu Muhammad al-Adnani, who is officially the spokesman of ISIS, but in reality runs all of Syria. That is his fief. He's the guy who appoints the emirs and the walis or the governors for all the wilayats in Syria. Adnani has said, look, we have this foreign expeditionary arm. As the caliphate in Syria and Iraq begins to shrink, or as the borders become more regulated, and as the mujahideen can't cross, we want people to first stay where they are in the West and become sleeper cells, pledge allegiance to the caliph Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, form their own networks, and commit attacks where they are. But if that doesn't work, we will send operatives from Syria and from Iraq into the West, and they can ringlead and they can coordinate this. So this is a very, very, as I said before, a sophisticated project, and it has multiple arms.